But before all of that, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. It is also his 72nd birthday today. We say good morning, congratulations, and happy birthday to Jerry Jones.
Happy birthday to me. Hey,
hey.
How about them Cowboys, huh?
Yeah.
How about them?
Did y'all see that game?
Yes. We sure did.
That was awesome.
Are you okay?
Well, I'm better than okay. I've been having a great night. I've had my pie hole parked under a keg of Johnny Walker Blue for about 12 hours straight.
Well, we figured you'd be celebrating.
It's incredible. Hey, y'all want to go get some breakfast? I need taquitos or something here. Where's Van Halen? Go America.
Just drive through a Whataburger or something.
Did y'all see that Tony Romo played quarterback for us?
Yes.
Yes, we saw that.
He was awesome, man. That was great.
Yeah.
He was more elusive than the cure for the Ebola, wasn't he?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
stay away from Ebola comments now.
Oh, my. I'm glad Tony won the battle of the minority quarterbacks, I tell you what. And hey, that Terrence Williams, he was something, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
He was a mirror. And to think I used to yell at guys for dragging their feet during a game. Oh, man, I'm so happy after that catch. I ordered about 5 restroom strippers to be delivered to me.
Jerry, restroom strippers.
Do you want to continue this interview? We are on the air.
Yeah.
And maybe it's okay.
No, I can continue. I'll get taquitos a little bit later.
I just meant in your state, you may say some things you regret.
I kept hearing about that 12th man before the game, and they could have used a 12th man on that field to stop our offense. That 12th man sure did work out for Seattle and A&M, didn't it?
not really.
Boy, our defense, that just looked all kinds of kick-ass out there.
Yeah, they did look good.
Man, I'm glad we parked Monty Kiffin's wheelchair in the corner and let Rod Marinelli take over.
He's not in a wheelchair.
Hey, you know what?
Huh.
I like sports. You know what? I tell you what made everything worth it was that sad look on that long horse face on Pete Carroll. That's what made everything worth it.
Well, your team made him sad yesterday.
I don't like anyone that looks more self-assured and smarmy than me. We knocked that right off of Carroll. Hey, guess what? You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Well, I'm going to trade DeMarco Murray away to Minnesota for Herschel Walker and an S-load of draft.
No, don't do that.
I'm going to do that.
No, you can't do that.
By the way, there's been a lot of talk about that over the last week or so, but let me clear something up here. You listening to me?
We're listening.
Mm-hmm.
It was me, not that walking bottle of hairspray, Jimmy Johnson, who engineered that Herschel Walker trade.
It was all you, huh?
It was me. All he did was conceive it and set it up and execute it. That was the easy part. It was me who had to okay it, sign the trade papers, and then talk about it at a press conference.
Okay.
That's me.
All
you.
Hear
me? Yeah, we hear
you. You ain't listening to me.
Yeah, we are.
You give a good damn what I say to you.
Settle down.
But Jerry Jr., he wasn't allowed in that booth that first part of that game because he's so distracted with all of his little Hot Wheels and talking baby dolls. All that crap that Gene lets him pull in that suite with his pack and play. Hold on a second. Steve, what is it?
Daddy, you get off the phone, Daddy.
I ain't drunk.
Get out there. Get off the phone.
Hey, shut up.
Hey.
I ain't drunk. I'm happy and I'm rich and I'm going to kick your ass if you don't get out of the phone. Sorry about that, Stephen.
We heard that. Are you okay?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Was that a vomit?
He needs a cup of coffee
or a taquito.